More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie Q.
Hey, buddy, what's going on now? It's Tom Cochran calling you. TC here.
Oh, hey, Tom. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. I'm just making myself a second coffee here. And
where are you at right now?
Kelowna. Kind of smudgy day out here, but...
I was going to say, how is it there at the moment? It's snowing here in Yorkton.
Yeah, they were talking about possible snow, but nothing yet.
You're quite a huge deal in Canada, and now you are doing your Songs and Stories tour kicking off November 11th. You'll be stopping in Yorkton on the 28th. So just wanted to ask, what is your Songs and Stories tour all about? What will people expect?
You know, it's a funny thing, Eddie. I did an album back in the mid-90s called Songs of a Circling Spirit, and it was a live record with Bill Bell, who is my cohort in crime. He's my guitar player, dear, dear friend, amazing musician. At any rate, we did that record, and it's one of the most endearing records, the most popular records amongst the real hardcore Tom Cochran and Red Rider fans, because it was an acoustic tour. And Tara McLean, so Bill's soon-to-be wife, Tara McLean, was on that tour as well. And so, again, we're going out, we're doing some of these shows, and we love doing these shows because we can really delve into the catalog and go into deep tracks, and it's a real personal connection, you know, living room connection with the audience. And you'll hear the songs in their most essential and basic form, and 100% of the time people walk away and they go, that's possibly one of the better Tom Cochran shows I've ever been to, because I'm able to let my voice in the stories do more and say more, and there's more emphasis and there's more focus on the actual lyrics and the content and the stories. And so it's pretty stripped bare, and Bill's going to be playing Dobro and a few other things and some interesting instruments. We're going to have some guests out. I mean, my gal Suzanne is going to be playing not Yorkton but Calgary and Vernon with us, and then a couple of shows on the island. But you know, I think Johnny Webster's going to be out with a little handheld keyboard and do some stuff and this and that. So, I mean, we're going to have a few interesting guests, but it's basically stripped down, real up close and personal, talking to the audience, like whatever happens, happens. And every show is different. And we get to go into a lot of deep, deep tracks, a lot of songs that we normally don't play as a band. So it's a lot of fun for me and Bill that way. And very often these shows are longer than the shows we do with the band, because we can stretch certain songs out. We can alter certain songs, and so every show is a unique experience.
When it comes to that tour, as you were just mentioning, you're going to be playing some songs that you might not normally play. What are some songs that you are going to be, if you're able to mention that, playing during your tour?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, obviously, there's you know, when we play with a band, there's like 11, 12 songs that we absolutely have to play. I'm not one of these artists that say, oh, I'm not playing my hits. We're going to be renegades and we're going to play stuff that's totally obtuse. You know, we play the certain essential songs, the songs that were top hits in Canada and the States and international, because Lights of Highway is a big hit. So is Lunatic Fringe, one of the top 300 rock songs of all time in terms of AOR radio. But, you know, there's essential songs we always play as a band. But, you know, acoustically, Napoleon Sheds His Skin, for instance, which we rarely play as a band, will probably pull out. Walking That Fine Line is when we're dusting up. Can't Turn Back, or Can't Stay Here, and Can't Turn Back. Can't Turn Back from, of course, the Neruda record way back in the early 80s. And Can't Stay Here, which is from the more recent, you know, Taken Home album. So there's all those tracks we're going to dive into. We might even do things like Rough and Tumble off of No Stranger, and so we'll get into a lot of the deep tracks, as well as play the hits, the No Regrets, the Life's a Highway, of course, the Lunatic Fringe, and Big League. We can't leave those songs. And Big League in particular resonates so strongly in Saskatchewan because of that tragic incident in Humboldt, and I changed the third verse to honor those families and the kids, and I'll never change it back. You know, keep that third verse. So Yorkton, you know, I remember Yorkton. I remember sitting with Miles from April Wine, and this was our first tour as Red Rider back in 1980. Our first record was out, and we were opening for April Wine. Now, of course, recently April Wine's opened for us and stuff, and I love those guys. I love that band. It was so influential, and we learned so much on that tour. And I remember Miles sitting there in Yorkton. We had dinner in Yorkton, and he said, you know, this is my last tour. I'm done. I'm finished. So meanwhile, almost 40 years later, he was still out doing it. He's since retired just in the last year or two. But and somebody else has taken his place with April Wine. But, I look back at some of those days, and I think we played Yorkton recently, but it's been quite a while. So it's going to be great to get back to Yorkton and share some of these songs on a very, very personal level with the people that are coming out to the show. It's just great. It's a great town. I mean, it's heart and soul. I'm a prairie boy. I'm from Lynn Lake, Manitoba, son of a bush pilot, and I always identify as a prairie guy to whoever I talk to. And Yorkton's pretty close to the border there too. We're all part of the same family, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's always a pleasure getting back to the prairies. I have a particular affinity for it and relate to it in a particular way, so it's going to be good being back there.
What are some things that you love to do when you're in the prairies, when you're back in Manitoba and Saskatchewan? What are some things that's like you have to do, you know?
Sleep on the tour bus. I've always got plans, you know, we might do two or three shows. Three rarely. I try to keep it down to a maximum of two shows in a row for the voice in particular. But then I got big plans for the day off, and so often I'm woken up about 2 in the afternoon in the tour bus because I just... I'm exhausted because we put a lot into the shows, Eddie. I mean, there was a day when I used to get out, walk around, move around, meet people, see if there's any interesting cafes or restaurants or clubs in towns. But, you know, now it's kind of when you get on the road, you try to get as much rest as you can so that you're ready for the show.
One final thing I just wanted to know, what are you looking forward to on this tour?
To me, it's like that connection with people. Like, I love doing the band thing. The level of excitement and energy we get back from the audience is palpable. It's just it's amazing the kind of energy I get back. But I love doing these shows. These shows are very, very special because of the freedom that Bill and I have. Bill and I are almost a jam band because of how we evolve and change things, and we can pivot during a song, and the song will become something totally different than what we thought it might be. You know, in sound check or whatever, and we play off each other. We listen to each other. We're like jazz musicians that way. We listen. The thing is organic. It's always moving and evolving, and the stories that I tell and the stuff that comes back to mind that I've lived through and that maybe Bill and I have lived through as musicians and buddies out on the road. You know, it's just magical that way, and people expect that, as opposed to with the band, there's only, you know, you have these grandiose gestures, you know, between the songs. You don't really get into the intimacy of telling the story about the songs. You don't get into the intimacy of telling maybe a story that's 40 seconds long or a minute long or whatever. You don't put a time limit on it. You tell the story, and then you go into the song. Or maybe have fun, you know, we're just having fun with the crowd. And so it's way more relaxed. It's way more essential and organic from that point of view. Now, that's nothing to take away anything away from the band shows, because, you know, usually I break down those in the middle of the set and do two or three acoustic songs as well when we play as a band. But it's sort of a different dynamic. And the energy is still there. Obviously there's no drums and no bass, so it's a different kind of energy, but the energy is still there, and Bill and I really, we get things moving pretty good.
Well, I'm sure everybody's going to be looking forward to seeing you again November 28th at the Ann Portman Theater in Yorkton. Doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7:30. Is there anything that you wanted to mention to the folks, not just in Yorkton, but around the whole region, for when you come?
No, just... You know, we're looking forward to it. We're gonna make it as epic as we can make it. As you know, playing our songs and relating to people and giving it that personal touch and reaching out. It's gonna be great. We're looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, once again, Tom Cochran, thank you so much for joining me on the phone today and talking about your song stories, the duo tour.
Hey Eddie, my pleasure. And we're gonna see you in a few weeks.